This is GQDN for Wednesday, April 19th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest and by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, Nintendo did drop some news, didn't they? Yes, they did. But we also have some Sony news. And an anime voice actor is retiring. But we begin today with an update about BlizzCon. And this comes to us from Wowhead.com. And they are saying that Mike Ybarra did have some information about the upcoming BlizzCon. So we go to Twitter. Mix on Twitter, M-E-E-I-X, but pronounced as Mix, did ask, quote, "When you're looking for a BlizzCon date, since it's already close to any and still there's nothing to be found, your Warcraft and at Quick, any leaks?" Mike Ybarra at Quick did respond, quote, "Had a good BlizzCon review just this afternoon. We're figuring out communication and show plans. A lot has changed since pre-COVID. We know players are eager to understand changes happening when things will roll out. More soon when we are ready. Thanks for your patience." So when is when is when? But in the blue post, Mike Ybarra also said, quote, "We previously announced we're taking a pause at BlizzCon while we reimagine the future, but do want to return to a live event that enables us to celebrate the community. We recently hired a new leader of BlizzCon, April McKee, who is hard at work on that plan. We are committed to bringing back BlizzCon in 2023. Additionally, we made several important changes to our teams. April McKee, executive producer of BlizzCon. Yes, we're bringing back BlizzCon, or bringing BlizzCon back. More on that early next year." That was done quite a while ago. But keeping with Blizzard Entertainment, The Authenticator is now part of Battle.net mobile app for Apple. This once again comes to us from Wowhead.com, and the Blue Tracker did say Battle.net. "The Battle.net Authenticator has a new home. The Authenticator is now part of Battle.net mobile app. Log in to migrate your existing Authenticator with just a few taps. Once you're set up, you'll be safe to uninstall the old Authenticator app." So there you go. But once you got your Authenticator rolling, well, according to Polygon.com, you'll see the new Hero Lifeweaver is going to get an overhaul. So here's what's going to happen. Direct quote from Polygon.com. "Thorn Valley, Lifeweaver's attack that fires a spread of projectiles will now be his alt fire. The launch version of Lifeweaver requires players to swap using the 2 key or the right on D-pad on Thorn Valley from his primary fire. Healing Blossom, similar in the way that Mercy and Turborn swap their primary fire. It appears that Thorn Valley will now be mapped to the right mouse button, left trigger on a gamepad. The auto reload timing on Thorn Valley has been slowed down to compensate for the above change. Petal Platform replaces Rejuvenating Dash on ability 1, shift key L1 left bumper, and the platforms will be cancelable using the same button. Rejuvenating Dash has been moved to Double Jump, seemingly similar to how Hanzo uses his lunge ability. Now, someone that does need to be healed." This comes to us from Kotaku.com, and they are saying that James Cutter Cuthcart, the voice actor of Professor Oak, his son Gary, and Team Rocket's James and Meowth, is now retiring after 25 years of service due to an advanced form of cancer. Now, it is throat cancer, which is why he is retiring. And his wife Martha did announce that the cancer did start on his tongue and spread to his neck. Now, the cancer was treatable, and he was receiving chemotherapy treatments to shrink the tumor. However, on a post 2 days ago, they learned that the tumor did not respond to the induction of chemotherapy. And that's why doctors think that a more aggressive chemotherapy approach is necessary. And that will start May 1st with, quote, 7 weeks of 5 day per week radiation therapy and simultaneous chemotherapy in weeks 1, 4, and 7. So with that, we do wish him well and a speedy recovery. Now we get to some predictable news. Push Square did say that the consumer spending did hit the subscriptions on PlayStation Plus. So is indeed slowing the spend growth via the economy. And the economy hit Sony pretty big. See, PlayStation Plus did have, over the past few years, about 50 million subscribers. And the platform holder did increase the revenue of the service per member by introducing the PlayStation Plus Extra and PlayStation Plus Premium. But the trends are changing because people have to make cuts in different forms in order to put food on the table. So I don't think it's just going to be a PlayStation. We'll watch for Xbox as well. But sticking with PlayStation, some of the games PlayStation has on Steam are going to go up in price. Well, not here in America yet, but in Argentina, yes. Basically going from $41.99, $59.99, it goes to $84.99 to $99.99 in pesos. Canada is going up about 5 Canadian bucks to 10 Canadian bucks, something like that, whatever that's called. Chile, going up as well. China, going up as well. Colombia, going up as well. All the pesos. Japan, going up in yen. And South Korea, going up in won. Those are the only ones that have been announced. But I would not doubt that it could happen to more countries. But we've got some good news for PlayStation 2. IGN did report that Resident Evil 4 and PlayStation 5 did outdo everybody in March. So the hardware spending was increased by 10%, and they're saying it's year over year, but that's with PlayStation 5's availability because it was mostly unavailable over its launch, or right after its launch. So Xbox X and S did place second in the dollars made, while Nintendo Switch took second place in the units sold. So one is second, the other is third, so on and so forth. But we had to put good news in there for PlayStation. No, I didn't see much in Xbox news, but Nintendo took the showcase today because of its Indie World presentation, which I was listening to their work, and there was a lot to devour here. Miniko's Night Market from Mazawa's Games and Humble Games, My Time at Sandrock, Five Nights at Freddy's, Security Breach. These are the games, people, that they announced. Shadows Over Loathing, Oxenfree 2, Quilts and Cats of Calico, A Little to the Left Cupboard and Drawers, Tesselgrad 2, and Tesselgrad Remastered is coming out. Shovel Knight Pocket Dungeon Puzzle Pack, that's a DLC. Cut the Lamb, Cult of the Lamb Relics, Old Faith from Massive Monster, that is once again DLC. Blasphemous 2, which I believe that's also a DLC. Now we're going to get something that is going to come out within a year or so, which is Animal Well, Rift of the Necrodancer, Played Up, Crime O'Clock. But there were a lot of other things, and noteworthy, there was a lot of cats. But cats are making a bit of a show here. But Nintendo also did say that they are having an April indie sale. Nintendo Everything gave the report. A Little to the Left, Azure's Striker Gunbolt, Baron Breakfast, Citizen Sleeper, Dead Cells, Ghost Song, Hades, Hollow Knight, Oblets, Neon White, Signals, Steel Assault, Windjammers 2. Those are just a few of them that are on sale. There's quite a few too, quite a few. But we don't need to be on sale. We are free. We are Group Quest. And you become a Patreon, you can see all the show notes as they go in for GQDN. And we are also all Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2023. All rights are reserved. If you got a Switch, go play some games there, people. Come on, Switch 2.